It's dinner time for Rocky Wiggins, mashed potatoes and pureed green beans. The 37-year-old has a massive and infectious smile. When he eats, he laughs with delight.
Very, very loud laughing. You know, even during the middle of the night, he gets to laughing. Even last night, about 11 o'clock, I heard noise. It was like, is that Rocky?
Sharon Milton is Wiggins' guardian and aunt. Wiggins was born with severe chronic scoliosis, which has left his limbs atrophied. He's also mentally disabled and has never been able to talk.
He loved television. He loved television. But music is his thing. Any kind of music. He get the shaking and moving and smiling, and then sometime he get the laughing, and you can't stop him for laughing for nothing.
He lived with his grandmother until she died a few years ago. That's when he moved in with Milton. She volunteers at her church, but spends much of her time taking care of Wiggins. In order to get him anywhere, someone has to push him around in a very sophisticated wheelchair. There's a caretaker who comes in during the week, but a lot of the time Milton is on her own. Monday through Friday, Wiggins goes to his day program. He gets there with the help of STS, Special Transportation Services. It's a shared ride service for people who need extra assistance getting around. Milton says STS is great for those regular scheduled pickups, but outside of that, it has some big drawbacks.
Like, for his doctor's appointment, I have to get him a time limit to pick him up. And maybe he's finished at the doctor a whole hour and a half before. So we're sitting outside waiting for STS 2 hours, 2 hours and a half.
Lots of people who take STS say it's often late and takes forever to get where it's going.
Absolutely. There have been times that I called for a ride and I had to wait quite a while.
Virginia Jacko is president and CEO of Miami Lighthouse for the Blind.
They have to get from point A to point B to point C to point D with four people in their vehicle sometimes. That means that the person needing to go from point A to point D is going to probably have a few stops on the way.
Despite that, she says it's the only way for a lot of people to get around. Hugh Chen is deputy director of operations for Miami-Dade Transit.
We're not saying for 100% of the riders we're going to be on time 100% of the time, but contractually all the performance requirements are being met.
He also says people may have unreasonable expectations of the service.
We're just not set up for providing on-demand type service.
But for Sharon Milton, the only other option for getting Wiggins to places like church without having to leave early or be late is to drive him in her car.
Ready? One, two, three.
She buckles him in with a regular seatbelt and props him up on pillows, a setup she's pretty nervous about. That's why for Christmas, she's asking the Wishbook Foundation for a special car seat for Wiggins.
The car seat will let me be able to sit him up. Most important is the safety, you know, because the way his body is, he needs that for protection.
She's also asking for a special wheelchair so that she can take Wiggins places outside of the car. His regular wheelchair is just too big to haul around. And both of these things are really expensive.
He enjoyed the sightseeing, the people, even going to the park, looking at the ducks. And I want to be able to get him out where he could feed the ducks and go into the mall and do different stuff like that, not just with STS, but as a family.
The first place she'd want to take him?
The mall. I would go to, like, Radio Shack with him or something like that for him to listen to some music.
Also on the list, Disney on Ice, Disney World, and sports games. You can donate to the Wishbook online at miamiherald.com/wishbook. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.